Maldon Brook. The Maldon area has long been important to Cardigan. Today, it's the place to go see a film or a doctor. Historically, it served a very different purpose. Maldon, at various times, has been known for being a place of heavy industry, supporting the thriving shipbuilding industry that Cardigan was once famous for, and for its trades servicing the area. Supporting the shipbuilding industry, Maldon called itself home to foundries doing various metalworks for the ships, including forging anchors and chain cables. There were also sailmakers and a small mill for wood processing by Netpool. With 200 ships built in the port, shipmaking was a large local employer, directly employing over 1,000 people. Today, that would be the equivalent of 25% of Cardigan's population. To make goods movement to the Tyvee easier, Maldon Brook was rerouted and its mouth deepened. Maldon was also home to the bricks works supplying many of the local buildings with bricks. In 1822, Cardigan's first indoor market opened in Maldon. Later, a slaughterhouse opened, which is now the site of Theatre Maldon, arguably still a slaughterhouse depending on how good the acting is. The community objected to the smell of blood from Maldon Stream after the slaughterhouse would dump its waste into the water. Maldon was also where the poorhouses were located for a number of decades until they were moved to St. Dogmell's. The former poorhouses and vagrant sheds are now holiday houses. Walking along the Maldon and looking towards Cardigan's own town, it's possible to see what remains of the medieval town walls from 1244. Where the footbridge crosses the Maldon today, it's the site of an old drawbridge that once protected town.